dictation for Michael. Good year. GOODYEAR, February 12, 49. Addresses a letter to Scott, Scott, Kasnin, Kastning, PAC, 842-1110. Dear Scott, consultation for Mr. Goodyear with progressive renal failure. I haven't seen him in more than 3 years. We were following him for diabetic nephropathy hypertension. Moved to North Michigan since wife passed away about 2 years ago. He denies changes of weight or appetite. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Occasionally hemorrhoid bleeding, no melena, denies abdominal pain, has some degree of frequency and nocturia urgency, although volume and flow is okay, minimal incontinence, denies infection, cloudiness or blood, no gross edema or claudication symptoms, no ulcers, no discolor of the toes, not very physically active, but is still managed to do some treadmill. At that time, there is no associated chest pain, palpitations, dyspnea. There has been no syncope, no falling. Denies the use of oxygen inhalers. Denies gross orthopnea PND. No purulent material hemoptysis. Does drink alcohol. Next paragraph. The past medical history for long-term diabetes. There is no reported diabetic neuropathy or severe neuropathy or ulcers. Hypertension, long-standing, chronic kidney disease, which appears to be progressive, gross proteinuria. No history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, or stroke. No history of heart issues, no liver disease, no blood transfusion, no reported severe arthritis or anti-inflammatory agents. He has prior groin hernia repair, prior left knee scope for meniscus, colonoscopies with tubular adenoma, recent squamous cell carcinoma removed from the left arm. Next paragraph, reported allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, he's been a smoker. Still 3/4 of a pack per day and also drinks alcohol frequently but not on a daily basis. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. He mentioned a brother with a splenectomy. Next paragraph, present medications include allopurinol, although there has been no gout flare-up in more than 2 years. Norvas, aspirin, Zyrtec, vitamin D, B12, Jardiance, Vasotec, which is not a new medication, fenofibrate, Lasix, metformin, Pravacol, Januvia, an inhaler, for his smoking bronchial problems, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 242, 73 inches tall, blood pressure 140/80 on the right, 138/80 on the left. is hard of hearing but alert to the intestine 3, no gross respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable lymph nodes, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no gross carotid bruit, JBD, or palpable thyroid or lymph nodes or masses, regular reading, no pericardial rap gallop, no localized RALS consolidation pleural effusion, obesity of the abdomen with an umbilical hernia, no palpable liver spleen, I don't see major edema, no gross focal deficit, pulses present, no gangrene. Next paragraph. Chemistry shows progressive rising of creatinine. In 2020 was around 1.2 to 1.9, 2022 1.6 for a GFR of 43, July last year 1.937, January this year 2.35, 28, 2.33, 29, and I repeat chemistries, now 2.13, 32% for GFR. There is normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal calcium, phosphorus, normal albumin. There is gross proteinuria. Albumin creatinine ratio has been as high as 800 to 1,000. Because of the proteinuria, we did serology. It's been negative for hepatitis B, C, and HIV. Antinuclear antibody is negative. Normal complements. No evidence of monoclonal protein. Testing for serology for membranous nephropathy also negative, including antiphospholipase A2. As well as the anti capital T as in today, capital H as in home, capital S as in Sam, capital D as in David, number 7. Kidney ultrasound is being requested. There's a echocardiogram back in 2017 at that time. Normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, moderate pulmonary hypertension, no significant valve abnormalities, and a stress testing in 2018 was negative. A cardiac event 2019, sinus rhythm, no major arrhythmia or sinus pauses, excuse me, or pauses. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease. Stage 3B, likely from diabetic nephropathy with gross proteinuria and underlying hypertension. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload. There is no nephrotic syndrome as there is normal albumin and no edema. There is normal electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, and nutrition, and does not require changes in diet or phosphorus binders or bicarbonate replacement. There is no gross anemia. Blood pressure in the office fairly well controlled. I did not change medications. He will remain on ACE inhibitors and others. Continue diabetes treatment. tolerating Jardiance without infection, no evidence of severe dehydration, no recurrence of gout, continuous same dose of allopurinol, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. It has some symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. We'll see if the ultrasound shows severe urinary retention. Encouraged to discontinue smoking. No indication for renal biopsy. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. Please call me if any questions, enter dictation.